To fall from grace is an idiom referring to the loss of status, respect, or prestige. Have you or someone close to you ever experienced this? How did you cope? What was the lesson that you learned? And how would you do it differently? Tonight we discuss this and much more on The Real Girlfriends Across America when we talk about falling from grace and how to get back up again.
Welcome to the Art Real Girlfriends Across America podcast. I'm your host tonight, Annie. Real Girlfriends Across America is a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We are broadcasting Sunday through Thursday from 6 p.m. Pacific time to 9 p.m. Eastern time. We want to hear from you, and we are always looking for fresh topics to discuss. Tonight, we have Destiny, Corinne, Tawanda, Kay, Rain, Harley, and a plethora of other women on the line and listening. Does somebody have their background music on? It's really interfering. Please turn that off or mute your phone. Okay, so we're going to continue. Tonight, we're going to talk about falling from grace. Everybody realizes, especially. I'm sorry, guys. Can everybody please check and make sure that they're on mute? I have a lot of interruption coming in. Thank you. Okay. So tonight we're going to talk about falling from grace. I apologize for those technical difficulties. Everybody knows that in business and in relationships, we want to develop a polished and positive brand of ourselves, and that will take time, work, and consistency. What happens when there is a shift in the perception because of something that you have done? I want to know tonight if you ladies have ever suffered a fall from grace. What happened, in detail, of course, and then later we'll talk about how you got back up again. So I'd like to start with Destiny.
I guess I have. When I was in school, it was a pretty big deal for me, you know, not being able to deal with it. What any of the other kids could do, like seeing some. That was a pretty big fall for me, but I eventually made it back up. I got myself into college. I got classes that could make me see. So I did have a really bad fall from grace for a couple years, but I eventually got back up.
Awesome.
Okay. Sorry, I'm falling messing up.
Whoop. Okay, sorry about that. Corinne, how about you?
I think I definitely had a fall from grace in the past where I just had to basically had to, I guess, work from the floor up. And I guess it was not necessarily something that I didn't learn from. I think that every setback you learn from and you get stronger from it.
Absolutely. So what exactly happened? I mean, so when I'm talking about a fall from grace, usually what I mean is something that you've done either in your past, or if you're experiencing, or you're working, you're in a situation, and then you do something that isn't exactly honest or forthright, and you get caught, basically, you know. And so I want to know the specifics of, if you're willing to tell me, what kind of things that you've done in the past that you're willing to admit and that made you lose face, basically, in front of either people of authority, your family, and your relationship.
Oh, so you want me to give a pick for myself.
Isn't that what this is all about, girl?
Well, definitely wouldn't say anything to incriminate myself. That can be used against me in a court of law. But in terms of that specifically, I don't think that there's anything that I've done that may have been, let's say, unbecoming of myself that I then later try to rectify. Not that I can think of, I'm sure it probably is something, but nothing I can think of at this moment that I had to then later, you know, rectify.
That's okay, girl. You've got 54 minutes to think about it, so I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, Harley, how about you? Are you out there? What do you think? Is there some time in your life that you know that you caused a fall from grace, and what happened?
Are you talking to me?
Harley, is that, yes, is that, are you there?
Yeah, that's me. Okay, what was the question?
I'm asking if you ever had a point in your life where something that you did in the past or that you did, you know, in the present caused you to suffer from a fall from grace, from people of authority in a relationship, kind of any situation that you know that you pretty much made a mistake, messed up, you got caught, and you had to deal with the consequences.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so I mean, I've had like a kind of rocky past, and I've definitely messed up a lot in my life, but then again, who hasn't?
Amen, sister.
As far as... Pardon?
I said amen. We all have.
Right. As far as like falling from grace, I did grow up in a Christian home, and I was a Christian when I was younger, and I no longer claim that. But as far as like relationships with parents and family members and friends, there are certain things that I have done that I'm not really willing to disclose that have definitely made me lose some relationships, and I've really had to deal with the consequences of a lot of my actions. Like I said, I've had a rocky past, but I really am not comfortable disclosing that on a live podcast.
That's okay. That's totally okay. I appreciate you willing to share anything at all about it, you know. What about you, Rain?
Well, excuse me. Truthfully, I've actually never experienced anything like that with in relationship or an authority figure, the loss of respect or support. I've never. I don't want to sound like a goody two shoes or anything, but I've always done the right thing, and you know, jobs and other situations where. You know, I've just always done the right thing, so I never lost that respect from someone.
Right.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different situations, yeah, too, that can lead up to this. You know, and it can happen, and it's not just about falling from grace in your job or spirituality, but it can happen in sports, it can happen in work, it can happen in friendships or, you know, spousal relationships. There's a lot of things that can happen when you knowingly go into something doing the dishonest thing. We have to be,
yeah,
aware that we got consequences to deal with.
Yeah, very much so. But yeah, I definitely, with friendships and stuff, I've never done anything wrong that I was actually aware of anyway. That, yeah, I've never done anything wrong that that I can think of.
Well, I need to take some notes from you then, you know. Hey, Kay, are you out there? Do you have any stories for us?
Hi, I'm out here. I don't have any stories to share. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So when I was researching this, I I was, you know, I wanted to look up more of exactly what it meant, because there's some different biblical definitions. And of course, I'm looking at more of dealing in business and women dealing with moving forward and past their past to be able to succeed in life no matter what's happened to us. You know, as women, we do deal with some pretty intense differences in our past on a greater level than any of us would ever have to like to admit. So when I'm talking about a fall from grace, I'm also, you know, we're talking about things that, you know what? I see that Tawana's on the line, so let me stop and go back, because I know this girl's got a good.
Yeah, I have background noises. I'm so sorry, but I'm kind of scared to go, because everyone on the phone has kind of never done anything, had any fall from graces. I knew Kay didn't have anything, and I knew Corinne was not going to disclose anything. So I will take
one from
the team.
Well, don't worry. I still got to go after you.
Yeah, let me definitely go before you. But in reference to Fall from Grace, the first thing I wanted to say is there's a movie that Tyler Perry actually came out with on Netflix called Fall from Grace. Not really sure if anyone has actually seen it. It's actually a pretty interesting movie. But I think, first of all, Annie, this is a really uncomfortable topic. And in the spirit of transparency, a lot of times people aren't really willing to share certain types of things, especially if it's something that's pending. But
right.
Anything that I'm going to share is just really the past, and it's about experiences, which is how I live and how I learn. The first time I would say that I had a fall from grace was when I was 16 years old. I actually hung out with someone that I knew, and she had a lot of stuff. I didn't have anything. And for some reason, she said, hey, let's go and take what we want. And what she meant is she was going to drive, and I was going to go in the store and shoplift. And we spent all day driving around our city and me going into different stores like a dummy and taking stuff. And actually, I was good at it. And at the end of the day, there was a certain dress that she wanted in a store. And she said, this is the last place we're going to go. Go in and get it for my mom. So I went in the store. She would distract, like, the worker in the store, and I would go and grab a couple of stuff. Like, I was going to try it on, and I, you know, grabbed it and put it in my bag or on myself or whatever. But the last store of the day was a store that got us caught up. And she was 21. I was 16. And they ended up calling the police, and I ran outside trying to get away where I was going to go. I had no idea. And some guy said, hey, if you got something, throw it in the trash. And I said, okay, thank you. And I pulled it off of me, and I threw it in the trash. And as soon as the police rolled up, he said, it's right there in the trash. I'm like, you snitch. So when the police came, they put me in the police car in the front seat because I was a minor. And my friend that was with me, they actually booked her and locked her up. We both went to the police department. And because I was a minor, they just really chastised me. And they said it was calling my parents. I was trying to figure out, could they just go ahead and lock me all the way up, because I did not want my parents called. But anyway, my parents came to get me, and my friend that was driving around, like I said, she had actually gotten paid that day, so she was able to bond herself out. Later, she had to go to court, get a lawyer. It was a really big deal. She tried to get me to write a statement saying it was all my fault. She had no idea what I was doing, and like a dummy, I thought she was my friend, and I did it. My parents did not know. But the fall from grace really came was when the next weekend I went to my grandmother's house. And by this time, the whole family had knew that I had gotten caught doing that. I had to even go to like two sessions of like some type of counseling to find out why would you do that. And I said, well, my family don't have a lot. School's getting ready to start, and I want nice school clothes. So that was my excuse. But my grandmother, when she saw me, and she, you already know, absolutely.
Oh, I felt
she was
that.
So disappointed in me. And she said to me, she said, I can't believe you did that because I taught you better. She said, let me tell you something. And guess what? My grandmother died in 1994, and I never forgot that. She said, no one trusts a thief. No one trusts a thief or a liar. And she was so embarrassed. She said, if that's who you're going to be, when you come into my house, I'm going to have to put my stuff up. And I cried and I cried and my heart broke because when my grandmother, and I was, of course, I didn't like my mom and dad being upset, but my grandmother,
right.
One of the most important people in my life, that changed And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed because I never really realized how horrible it was to take something that did not belong to you. And I've had the opportunity over the last 20 years to share with so many different kids that I've actually worked with through different volunteer opportunities is to talk about the importance of not taking. Sometimes you just don't have it, because my grandma said, if you don't have it, then you just don't have it. It ain't meant to be. Don't you ever steal. So that was one fall from grace. And the other one, really quickly, I said this a little last night. I had a job one time where I was administrator over these group homes and all these staff, et cetera, et cetera. And I actually treated the staff really bad. And it was because it was a bunch of people. It was fair to the moment. Sometimes, unfortunately, you feel yourself. And she said, I can't remember what even happened, but I terminated her and told her to get out and get out of my sight and all this other crap. And she, I know she needed that job. She had kids. I mean, I needed my job too, but, you know, it was just me. But the bottom line is I treated her very bad. But you know what she did? She walked me down. She went over my head, and she actually had a few people that kind of said, yeah, she did treat her bad. I did not have a legitimate reason to really let her go. And they could have still stuck with me because I was still her boss. But guess what? She won that time. And my fall from grace was I lost my job, which is a very great job at the time when I believed in working jobs.
Right.
And really, honestly, I was wrong. I really was wrong. And as a result, you have to be careful how you treat people, because I lost my job. I lost the respect of the team that was actually there. And I said to myself, I'll never do that again. So, yeah, I definitely have experienced a fall from grace, and this helped me grow, too. Great topic.
Well, I feel you, and thank God that you shared that, because after everybody else, I was like, man, I'm going to have to be the bad guy here. Like, of course, I always have the, you know, the good stories, but I'll share a little bit of something for you. And I'm not going to go deep into it right now, but if you guys continue to listen and then watch some of our live broadcasts we have coming up here, I might be able to share a little bit more, because it's pretty interesting the things I've been through. But I was in a car accident many years ago, and I ended up with a messed up neck. I had bulging discs. My nerves were messed up. I couldn't feel my arm. And they started me on taking pain pills. And after 5 years of being on pain pills, I was not myself anymore. Like I said, I'll get into some of the other stuff later if you guys continue to listen in. But when it comes down to it, I ended up in the end having to give up custody of my two daughters to my ex-husband so that I could go to rehab. Started over from having worked in a hospital with working on my nursing degree to only having my car to my name, getting out of rehab and having to go back to Colorado by myself. And rebuild not only my own life and my own self-respect and worth, but gain the trust and love of my family and friends back again, and some people that I never was able to do that with. And I tell you what, that loss of status, the respect, and I never really had a lot of prestige, but the pride that my family had had in me previously, losing that was pretty heartbreaking and devastating. Not to mention, you know, my physical strength and everything were just at its lowest, because that stuff just tore me down. So, you know, I appreciate the sharing, you know, because if we don't let each other know the things that can happen and what we've been through, and if we can't help each other out and maybe try to avoid someone going through the same things that we did, then I don't know what we're all here for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I agree, and I can share my fall from grace.
Go for it. I didn't even know you were out there, Amanda. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I tried to say that I was there a couple of times, but I don't know if my phone just decided that it just didn't want me to talk today or what.
Well, we got you now, so tell us your story.
So I know that some of the people know that I struggle with depression and anxiety, and I'm also a person that always has a lot going on, and so that's always true of my job as well, and I have my hand in everything at work, and people started noticing that I wasn't doing well. I was severely depressed, but I just kept, like, convincing them that I was fine, that I was fine, that I was fine. Up until the point that, like, I wasn't sleeping because I was too stressed out. And when I wasn't in meetings, I was crying. I wasn't eating anymore. And so I went from, like, this highly involved, like, take control of everything at work to, holy heck, I can't do this anymore. I'm not even functional at this point. And I ended up taking a 3-month leave of absence. And I, like, had to drop everything.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
It's okay. The leave of absence was one of the best decisions I ever made. I just wish I would have made it sooner.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the second part of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about how he can get back up again. But I think it's important to make sure that people understand that there's a lot of suffering out there, and we all go through it. We all, whatever level it may be, nobody's better or worse than anybody else, in my opinion. But if we're afraid to share our stories, then it's gonna allow for other people to have to suffer when it's not necessary. Okay, Harley, you got anything to add on that one or anybody else?
I had said that I would, I texted Tawana and said that I would share. So, I was kind of thinking I wasn't going to share because it was like a live podcast and everything, but honestly, like, stories need to be told, to help people. But I've had like a serious past with drug abuse, and I'm going to start that off by saying drugs are bad, okay? And I think for me, it's been hard because I've tried most drugs and I've had like a serious addiction to a few of them, and it's made me do extremely bad things, such as shoplift from multiple places that I got caught for that. Luckily it kind of fell off and I didn't really get charged with it. So that was good. And I really should have been. But as far as, like, my family goes, I lost a lot of relationships with my family because drugs make you do bad things. And, I mean, I can't all blame it all on the drugs because I did it and I was conscious. But it just the things that you do to people when you're on them, it can make them fall off from wanting to speak to you or have any sort of relationship with you. So I've definitely fallen from grace on that one because I've lost a lot of relationships with some people that I really wish I would have a relationship with now. And I'm kind of working towards, like, fixing that. But it's still, like, a testy situation because they're not sure that they can trust you. And, yeah, that's what I have to share.
No, you know what? Thank you so much for that. You know, I appreciate your honesty and your courage. I trust me, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had the pain pill addiction, and it led to many other things. And like I said, My stories could last into probably a, 50-hour multiple mini-series Lifetime movie. So we're just going to have to let people stay tuned for that, But, you know, we all got to throw that in because, you know, when it comes down to it, I have 2 daughters. And even though I've made my mistakes, my biggest goal in life right now is to make sure that they know that no matter what we have to overcome, we can still succeed in the end. And if you surround yourself with some beautiful women and men, you know, beautiful people can lift you up and they can build you up. And that's what's important in life. And I remember back at that time, I didn't have that in my life, you know, like I was pretending, you know, I was not living the life I wanted to live or I should be living. So we're coming up close to where we're going to need to take a break. But I wanted to list some of these things that I found when I was researching this. One thing that they were saying is important is making sure to train yourself to be humble. Humility is something that I'll bring up a lot. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday. But if we forget the roots, if we forget what life is really all about, it's very easy to get caught up in lust and money and prestige and nonsense, really. It's easy to be taken away and carried away when the socks have been knocked off your feet, right? So a couple of pointers to train yourself to be humble is to make sure and study yourself and really, really look into yourself of what you really want as opposed to what you really need. You got to love yourself more. I know people have heard this before, but I don't think enough people practice it. Like, you really, truly do have to be comfortable in your own skin and have some love for yourself before you're capable of loving anybody else. Because when you're going out there and you're lying to yourself, all you're going to do is project those lies to other people. You got to learn how to be alone. I never liked to be alone before. I was always afraid that if I was alone or if I was in silence that something disastrous would happen. But luckily meditation has helped me with that, which is, of course, another thing on the list that's just next. The next thing they were saying is that you need to turn your electronics off for at least 3 hours a day. It's kind of funny because I remember I used to be on my phone all the time. I'm still on it quite a lot, but I remember somebody close to me telling me one time, you need to put your phone down for just 1 hour, Annie. Because I didn't, I always had it attached to me. As soon as that thing would ding, I'm a very anal person, and I have a high anxiety, so I always want to answer emails immediately, answer text messages immediately, because I feel like that's respectful. However, I do need to remember I got to take care of myself as well. Clearing out your toxic energies, you know, however you want to look at that, but getting those negative thoughts out, trying to release all the bad feelings and the crappy thoughts that you have, and practice patience are all pretty important. So does anybody else have something to add on being humble before we take a break?
I just want to say, this is one that you definitely hit the nail on the head, Annie, and reference humble, because humility is everything. And if you're not a humble person, go through something. You definitely become humble, because absolutely, yes. People say eating pie or whatever you call it. So, yeah, I have definitely learned over in life to become humble through different situations. And when I look at, you know, look at the situation, I see where I made mistakes, where I do things wrong. Now I do things slow. I do things right. And most importantly, I want to make sure I treat people how I want to be treated. So the golden rule is not just a word. It is something that I've learned to live by. Every day and every night, I continue to pray, just asking God to help me be the best person that I can be and help others and do what he's called me to do, because I've definitely done enough things that wasn't right when I was young.
Right?
And thank you.
No, that's amazing. I absolutely agree. And, you know, it's, everybody says it's all about actions, and that's what that is. When you're praying and when you're meditating, that is an action that you're doing. You're putting time of your day set aside to work on yourself, which is actually pretty respectful to everybody around you. I notice on the days that I meditate, I am so much easier to deal with, and I'm not breaking down into tears at Target for some reason or another, you know, which I have done on many occasions. I'm going to be honest. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, I found some really cool information from this woman called Karima Mariyama Arthur. She's an Esquire. She's the founder and CEO of Wordsmith Report. And she's got three really good tips on how to bring yourself back after a fall from grace.
Hello, this is Corinne. Here's your training news topic for today. Walmart announced today that it will spend about $428 million on cash bonuses for hourly employees. They're doing this as a reward for continuing to work during the coronavirus pandemic. Starting this year, Thanksgiving Day is now a company holiday, so don't expect your local Walmarts to be open. Walmart is the biggest private employer in the U.S. Now, back to you. Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Real Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm. and search for us by searching Real Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tonight we're talking about a fall from grace and how to get back up again. I've got some really wonderful ladies on the line. And right now I wanted to share the first little tip I found from founder and CEO of Wordsmith Report, Karima Mariyama Arthur. And on blackenterprise.com, she said the first thing important to do is confront the facts. We always have to face the music, and mind you, I'm paraphrasing. We have to confront an uncomfortable situation head on. You have to be the first one there to tell your story your way and take control when you become the author. So, Tawanda, tell me what you think about that.
Can you repeat that one more time? You said it kind of fast. I'm
okay. No, absolutely. I try to go slow enough, but so the this is from doing research. The founder and CEO of Wordsmith Report, her name is Karima Mariama Arthur, and she says the first and most important to start with is confronting the facts. You have to face the music, confront your uncomfortable situation head on. You got to be there first and tell your story your way, and that way you take control because you are the author. So I figured, since you are our, you know, number one author on the team so far, let us know what you think about that.
I mean, I agree with it. We have to own it. I mean, point blank, regardless of what we do in life, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, we are women and we have to own it. And sometimes that's not easy, but yeah, it's necessary, especially in order to grow through it.
So can you tell me about a time that when you've had to, like, face the music and realize that, you know, you didn't know best, and do you have a situation you can tell us about?
I mean, I have a ton of different situations. Life is about learning. I was actually watching something today. I like Netflix while I'm working, and I'm currently doing the series of Quantico. And I've been hearing about Quantico for a very, very long time, but I never actually paid any attention. But I don't watch shows just for entertainment. I watch it for, like, learning stuff. And in, I think it's season 1, episode 17, at the very end of it, the team was given a task to do, and everybody kept failing. And the team said, hey, you guys, evidently, they were telling their upper management, you guys are evidently doing something because you're not, you know, there's just no way to win. And what the lady said, she said, listen, this test was about a lose-lose situation. Sometimes in life, there is no way to win. It's a lose-lose. So what you have to do in lose-lose situations, you got to understand and recognize that you're not going to win. You got to brace yourself, and you have to own it. And I said, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that before, because a few weeks ago, Corinne was did a call talking about the habits of highly effective people. And, you know, one of those is, you know, about win-win. That's what we talk about, win-win, win-lose.
Right.
And no one wants to ever deal with the lose. But in life, sometimes there are situations that are lose-lose. We're not going to win. And I sat when I heard it, I replayed it like 5 times, and I said, wow, that's powerful. Lose, lose. But even when you lose, you can still win because you brace yourself, you accept exactly what it is, and then you still plan, okay, I'm going to lose this one. But after that, I'm getting back up, and I'm going to go and do something else. And that's what I've had to learn to do in life. I've had jobs and situations, even with business, things that I really wanted to do. I recently have someone I was working on a major product with for about 3 months. And I believe everything the person told me they were going to do. And then one thing, things wasn't checking out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And now, see, it's 3 months that I've wasted with someone just talking and not doing what they said they were going to do. So I lost that situation. But like I told someone yesterday, hey, well, we believed it. It didn't happen. They just kind of spin us and drag us all this time. So we got to redo it and move forward. And that's what happens in life. We don't always win. But it's about succeeding even through the failures. And that's what I've learned to do.
Girl, I swear you just got the spirit in me moved because it's so true. You know, like I think we were talking about yesterday how, you know, failure is an option, and it's definitely a necessity, I think, if you're going to succeed, because at one point or another, somebody who hasn't failed, they're going to run into a situation that they just can't handle because failure definitely prepares you for life, that's for sure. And another thing is, you know, when I was thinking about when I was an EMT, we used to triage patients, and that's what they're doing, you know, now with coronavirus as well. And that's what they have to do. When you're stuck with a situation with 3 people that are hurting and maybe bleeding in a bad situation, these people have to look at 3 different people and decide who is the most, you know, who's the most opportune to live, who is the one that needs the less attention, and who's the person we might not be able to make it through, and is it worth the time to try to save them when we have 2 other people we could save?
And that's a really hard decision that doctors and nurses have to make all the time.
So what about you? What do you think about that?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Honestly, I agree with it, like, a lot with what Tawanda was saying. Like, I pretty much word for word, like, what she said. Like, you just have to, like, own up to things that aren't in your control. Like, sometimes you're not going to be able to win things over or get what you want or be able to achieve a certain goal. And you just have to, like, accept that and know that it may not be in your power and there may not be anything that you can do to change that. And maybe get up, try again. If you still can't, then move on to something else.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next part of this just because we have so many ladies on tonight. I really want to hear what Harley has to say about this next point I'm going to make. So number two that Karima Mari Ama Arthur says is that you need to be honest about the truth. Make sure that you are vulnerable because the truth can clean up misunderstandings, misinformation, and then it can end further scrutiny. You start to tell the truth, people, they might start listening, and then the more you tell the truth, they will start believing you. And you have to be clear, candid, and concise. But always expect that you're not going to be able to hide the truth because, especially in these days of technology, hiding our truths are not very easy, you know. So, Harley, what do you think?
Honestly, I think that goes a lot with just being honest and not lying because what I think about honesty and being truthful is that there's really no point in lying about anything because, honestly, if you lie, you're just going to have to come up with another lie and another lie and another lie. And eventually that person's just, or whoever you're talking to is just going to figure out that the first thing they said was a lie. And then they're going to know that everything you said was a lie and they're just going to lose interest and lose trust in you completely. So the best policy, of course, is always honesty.
Awesome. What about you, Destiny?
So I agree with Harley, but I also have been asked so many times. I mean, I'm totally upfront. I will not lie to you. I definitely will not lie and say, oh, I can see that. But I have been asked so many times, are you really blind? Are you really blind? And that it, yeah, as if I would make that up, right?
Right. I don't know. You know, some people would, and that's the sad part.
Yeah, so anyway, I always tell them, I'm like, well, yeah, can you really see? Like, because it just gets to the point where, like, why would I make it up? So I definitely think that honesty is the best policy, and I try to be honest with people, and then if people don't accept it, well, then I kind of feel like I have to be like, well, no, so I can sort of see. I mean, I can see because it's way better than having someone humiliate me and be like, so are you actually this way? Were you born this way? Well, yeah.
Nice. Well, the good thing about it, though, is I think that, like, you know, we were talking about confidence before, and we can wrap that up into confidence and honesty because when you're honest, you don't have to remember your lies, and you can be pretty confident in the fact
exactly.
that you aren't walking around full of shit, you know? Bryn, are you still there? What do you think?
Yes, I'm here. I believe that it is important to be honest, and honesty is the best policy. I try to be as honest of a person as possible, and without obviously hurting people's feelings in the process.
Right, and you know the big thing about this part too is that the honesty with ourselves. It's crazy how we can be guilty of lying to ourselves. You know, denial is a thing. You know, it's a major part of grief. It's a working, you know, thing that can go against us if we don't accept the truth about ourselves and our surroundings. Hey, Kay, are you still there? What do you think?
Please ask the question again.
Oh, I was just talking about the second point that Ms. Mariama Arthur had made about how to get back up from grace. The first was confronting the facts, and the second is being honest about the truth and being vulnerable with yourself to make sure that you can clean up your misunderstandings, misinformation, and any further scrutiny when you found yourself in a bad position that you need to.
I think that being honest about it is important, because if you're not honest about what happened, anybody around the situation or that knows about the situation will not trust you or have respect for your experience. You know what I mean? Like, here's an example.
Yeah.
So like when Obama told everybody before they asked that he smoked pot. So then nobody could say anything about it because he already told everybody, right? So you have to be honest about your experience and open about it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because like I said, at the end of that, she says, always expect that you won't be able to hide the truth. Because these days, somebody's got something on camera, that's for sure.
Right.
Can I add something?
Of course you can. But tell me who you
okay,
are
so
first.
Okay, so it's Harley. It's Harley. So I just wanted to add on, like, as far as, like, being honest, I think one of the easiest things that you guys will come to find out is that if you accept who you are as a person and things that you and accept what you've done in your life and just, like, own it, it's a whole lot easier to be honest about it. Just accept who you are and what you've done and own up to it. And it's going to be super easy to be honest about it if you accept it for yourself.
Yeah, if you ladies have ever heard that saying, having a monkey on your back, right? Like, I guess we could exactly say that when you're lying and you have this deceitful things going on in the background, it's a monkey on your back. And there is nothing more freeing than getting that shit off your back and moving forward with a clean slate. And, it, you know, nobody's perfect. And don't get me wrong, like, it's hard sometimes because it's very easy to throw a little white lie here and there to make everybody else's lives and yourself your life easier. But when it comes down to it, what's the necessity in lying? So the final point that she had made was that it is important to turn the page and pledge to make good on it. So you want to make sure that you avoid making the same mistakes. So the honesty ties into this, being honest with yourself about what you did to cause that, what your part that you played in it was. But this will help change your thinking, your behavior, and remove any roadblocks that you would come up against again. So she says that it's important to share your pledge publicly, whether that be with friends, family, online, your Instagram, whatever you feel is good enough. But if you share it publicly, it's going to hold you more accountable, and it's going to increase the possibility that you actually will follow through. And once you become a person who follows through and you feel how great that feels, then maybe you'll do it again. So what do you think, Destiny?
This is hard.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying this is Harley. Another thing that I wanted to add is if you have to lie to somebody to get them to like you or to be your friend, then honestly they're not somebody that you need to surround yourself with anyway.
Oh, no, that's true for sure. You know, sometimes it'd be cool, though, if we could tell that, you know, by intuition alone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And actually it's kind of funny because you know, my end to this whole thing tonight was actually bringing up that movie A Fall from Grace by Tyler Perry on Netflix. So today and yesterday while I was researching this, I came upon this movie because every time I was trying to look up, you know, different ways of dealing with falls from grace and the different definitions of it, I kept coming up with this Tyler Perry movie. So I figured I'd watch it. And, of course, it took me about 5 hours to actually get through it today because I've been so busy. But it was a really, really, really good movie, and I really feel like people should watch it. This woman was older, she was insecure, and she was alone and hurt, which I know I found myself in that position many times. And when I'm in that vulnerable position, it's so much easier to accept any kind of hand that's put out to me. And I don't want to be that person anymore, you know? Nobody likes being vulnerable because there is that opportunity for people to come in and take advantage of you. And once again, this brings us back to, you know, surrounding yourself with good people. So I want to know which of you ladies have seen that movie and what do you think?
Miley Cyrus movies, but not that one. I'll have to watch it.
Me too.
So, I know Talanda saw it, but...
Nobody else saw the movie?
No, I'm going to have to watch it.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry. Somebody was saying something?
Oh, I was saying, I think I saw that. Older woman that started dating a younger guy that took everything away from her.
Kind of, sort of. The lady that plays the lead role is actually one of the ladies in Have and Have Nots. The mama of the candy in Have and Have Nots, she played the lead role in Fall from Grace. Oh, the movie's amazing, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it was. Let's do a rundown real quick, ladies. So basically,
okay.
I'm not going to try not to give too much away, but this movie was based on a woman named Grace who was older. Her husband left her for his secretary, who was younger and bouncier and bigger boobs, whatever. And so she was lonely, she was insecure, and she wanted love. And she met a con man, and it turned out extremely badly. And I wrote down this quote from the movie that I thought was really, really intense for me. And she said, "Was I that lonely that I would let this fool take advantage of me?"
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
Really good movie.
It sounded good.
With Felicia Rashad.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad had a bad role in that movie. Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bless you. Good Lord. So basically this woman gave everything over without questioning because she just wanted attention and love. And that's what
she
said about.
She didn't give it over. He forged her name. He actually learned how to forge. Yeah, she didn't give it over intentionally. Yeah, he forged her name and stole it.
Well, and what I meant really was just that her guard was down. Like, she literally put her guard down and didn't protect herself or her information and was able to be conned by that. And it almost ended her life as she knew it.
Mm-hmm. And her freedom. That's right.
But I just thought it was a really cool thing that I ran into this movie on the same day that I was talking about falling from grace and what it can do to your life, and how we should really have this responsibility of our self-awareness, our self-love, and just try to walk around with, you know, as I said yesterday, walk around with confidence, but back that up.
Mhm. Yeah.
So, Rain, do you have anything else to add about falling from grace or sharing your pledge publicly? Like, how willing would you be to get online and admit that you did something wrong?
I'm a very honest person, so I would definitely get online and share, you know, something like that. I'd share my life story, even, which may one day I think I might. I have kind of wanted to write a book years ago. So that may happen one day. But I'd have to think about, like, situations that I have been in life that I don't know. I would just say, like, I've always been honest. So if I post something on social media, it's going to be something honest and truthful.
That's good, you know, because a lot of them aren't. It's kind of, I've been seeing one of my friends has been getting she's been posting all of the fake profiles that try to contact her on Facebook. And so she posts like the pictures and all of the proof that it's not the same person they're trying to pretend they are. And it's really hilarious, but in the same breath, it's kind of sad. You know, there are people out there that are vulnerable and they just want love and attention and they're willing to accept any attention they get. And then it turns out to be this negative force that can drag that person and everybody else down along with it.
Yep.
And just so you know, you better be ready to write your title for your new book because Tawana's going to be emailing you about that in about 5 minutes.
In due time.
Hey, Corinne, what about you?
What question exactly? What's the question exactly?
Well, no, we were just talking about the movie Fall from Grace, and, you know, do you have anything else to add? Would you be willing to share publicly if you really screwed up? Would you be willing to be honest on public media to increase your accountability?
Yes and no. I mean, we do have an accountability group, and Kay is my accountability partner. However, to put my flaws on social media, I barely put any of my triumphs on social media, so I can't imagine me putting my flaws out there. Whatever I do put out on social media, like Rain stated, I put whatever is true out there, but I hardly even put anything personal about myself. So.
Okay. So any other ladies on the line want to add anything to our topic today? We've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, so there's a quote.
You tell me who you are.
I'm so sorry. It's Destiny. So there's a quote that I am absolutely in love with, and I think it ties in a lot to what we're talking about tonight, being honest and falling from grace and stuff like that. Basically, it says, and I think it's from Dr. Seuss, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. So in my opinion, like, if you're going to be honest and they still, like, they don't care to hear the truth, then they're not actually, like, they're not your friend.
No, that's absolutely right. You know, it would be nice, too, if we wouldn't have had to learn all that the hard way, right?
Yeah, but I am absolutely, absolutely in love with that quote, and I think it ties in a lot to what we're talking about tonight.
You know, it's cool that you say that. So I'm an artist. I paint. I actually just found out I painted about 2 years ago after I had broken my back. And I used to do this daily quote. I would look up quotes just depending on how I was feeling for the day. And I did for quite a while, and it was popular. It made me feel good, and then I just let it drop off. And I keep telling myself, hey, you know, I want to do this. I want to do this again. And I don't know why I don't, because it boosts my confidence. It makes me feel better. It helps. I like helping people, and I hope that sometimes when I share my stories, that they help people, and that maybe they realize that, like, there's so much more out there. Sorry for yourself.
Mhm.
All right. What about you, Harley? You got anything else to add tonight? Or anyone else? Did I lose you? Paging. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up for tonight. I do want to end. I want to say that quote one more time from that movie, because that really hit me. And I think that as women, we really need to think about this and try to protect ourselves and use each other as a force in a, you know, to support each other and move forward without feeling too bad about ourselves, because we've done enough of that in our past. But she said, "Was I that lonely that I would let this fool take advantage of me?" And I don't want to be a girl that gets taken advantage of anymore, so I hope you all don't either. I really enjoyed this tonight. I appreciate you all calling in and listening. And tomorrow night, what are we talking about tomorrow night? Ooh, yes, body image and self-esteem. So please join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I appreciate everybody calling in, listening in, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a peaceful and prosperous night, my friends.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7.
7, that's the number 7, Twitter at Real Girlfriend 7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next, and until next time, have a great and awesome day.
Convince me otherwise. However, we can pre-screen anyone who wants to be on the call if necessary.
Yeah.